I'll talk about Shabbos, and this is Parsha, in the Parshas of Moedim, Parshas Zemr, Parshas of Moedim, where the Be'er Shem Moshe Elayim, where the Be'er B'nai Yisrael, where Matar Lehem Moedei Hashem, where Shetiru Hashem in Mikroi Kodesh, Elahim Moedoi, Sheish Hashemim Teyaseh Melacha, Uyem Hashi Shabbat Shabbos Har Mikroi Kodesh, Kom Melacha Lo Yisasu, Shabbos Yil Hashem Mechol Moshe Vaseichem. So the first one of the Moedim is Shabbos. Shiva used to always say over, and it tells the Rav, what's the taitch of it? It's a moyed. Chazal say that Tishav is called a moyed. We don't say tachon and Tishav because it's called a moyed. Karlai moyed lishpo bachuroi. How was Tishav a moyed? So the word moyed is the same word as you find by the Mishkan. It's called oil moyed. Over there, oil moyed means it's a meeting place. So a moyed is a point at a time where you meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Tisha B'Av, the Talz Rav, you say from the Talz Rav that you met a Kadosh Baruch Hu at Tisha B'Av also. When a father gives a child a punishment, that's also a form of meeting the father. So Shabbos is called a Moyed. Like the other Moyedim, it's a time where we interface with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We meet a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were. So I just want to talk about that a little bit. Shabbos, I don't think it's spoken about enough. Some people have a minig Shabbos morning before Kiddush. They read a series of psukim from Yeshaya. It's the Haftarah. From Yom Kippur. Beautiful psukim that for Reis L'Roev L'Akmecha Ozi Bacha Kashach Orecha by Ruscha Mehera Sitzmoch So after this whole the nevuah that when we do the right thing, when a person does it, tzayim stops the chatuvas rasha, and he takes care of the aniyim, the person is going to answer us klal yisrael. It ends off with two psukim about Shabbos. Im toshiv mishabbos raglecha, if you control yourself on Shabbos, you're not harlech on Shabbos the same way you're harlech on the week. You don't go to certain places. You don't spend the day taking care of your interests. You call Shabbos a day of oinig. It's a day of kedusha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's mechubad. You give it kavod. You don't have the same dibur on Shabbos. You don't take care of your needs on Shabbos. Your interests. All tizadik al Hashem. The Russian promises that you'll be misanig al Hashem. You'll have this process of enjoyment of al Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Russian will put us in the high places. He'll give us nachlas Yaakov Avicha kipi Hashem diber. That's the end of the nevuah. So the union of Kavod Einik Shabbos, the makor for Einik Shabbos, the Rambam says, is this pasuk. It's a midibre Kabbalah. It's this pasuk over here in Yeshaya. Yeshaya is the union of Einik Shabbos. The cross of the Shabbos Einik, you'll declare the Shabbos a desire. Now the Mor says it means kipshuto. The Mor talks about that how you makayim Einik Shabbos. The Mor says that you have the certain type of fish. It sounds like it's not this congress of mice that they call Shabbos and Einik. So now there's a machlokes division, the Chassidisha and the Litvisha. On this, the Tzaddik he has a kuntres about achila, etc. He talks about achila on Shabbos at the end of pre Tzaddik and Bereishis. He says Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos, automatically is called einik. No matter whatever your kavan is, that's all you have to do is just eat it. There's a vort from the. The Magid, I guess he goes on the Litvisha side, where he very clearly says that's not so. The Chazal say, for Einik Shabbos, you're allowed to take them alone. So says a moshul with the whole story with the moshul. The bottom line is, if your goal is to be mechaber to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then you get paid back. Otherwise, not. So Anik Shabbos is only kiyum if you do it l'shem shemayim. So that's the machlokes sevisha, the litvisha, and the chsidisha. I'm not going to get involved in that. Sometimes you don't have a choice, but for now we'll hold it. But the pasuk says, "Os yisanek al Hashem." If a person does this process, there's a haftacha of tisanek al Hashem. Now that's a very chashuv haftacha because we know that the Mesil Sharm says that a person was never tisanek al Hashem. So this is the hechatimsa. We want to know the keli which we're going to use to be able to behave the shaykhah to be tisanek al Hashem. This is it. Now it says Oz, only then. It sounds like if you don't do this, if you don't find a vehicle how to do this, you taka can't be Mesanag al Hashem. So Rav Dessler, in the Baal Musar style, he says, you know, this is it. If nish, you know, you're in trouble. If you don't find Shabbos very enjoyable, you don't find earning Shabbos, you taka don't find it, and the taka speaks to you, you can be guaranteed that probably you're not going to do so well after Meir Be'esrim. Right? That's the Musar side of it. So, what is Oneg Shabbos? What is this thing of Oneg Shabbos? Why is it so important? How do we have shaykhus to it? We rest on Shabbos. We keep the halachas on Shabbos. We eat something. But the pasuk says, "L'kdash Hashem mechubad b'kipatam aseres torchecha min sochef zecho b'daber dover." Rav Volba has a beautiful piece. He says, the Chazal say that that Bershom, based on a pasuk in Kisisa, the Bershom told Moshe to go inform Klal Yisrael about Shabbos. And Moshe says, what's referring to? Referring about Shabbos? They know about Shabbos. And Moshe says, referring to the schar of Shabbos. When you give him a talmud to somebody, you have to be Mediyah him. The Moshe says, you have to be Mediyah him. I have another Chazal, you don't have to be Mediyah him. The Moshe says, if it's not obvious, you have to be Mediyah. When it's not obvious, you have to be Mediyah. If it's obvious, you don't have to be Mediyah, I give you a matana, and you'll realize I gave it to you, I don't have to inform you. But if it's something which is not obvious, I have to inform you. So Moshe says, what's not obvious? The Schar Shabbos is not obvious. The Schar Shabbos over here, the Moshe says, is it says you get Nachlas Yaakov Avicha. Now, Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, Chazal say, it's different than Abraham and different than Yitzchak. Nachlas Yaakov Avicha is a Menachlas Limitzorim. It's a Nachlas with no limits. You just keep expanding. There's no limits. So Volba says, whenever you talk about the idea of a schar for something in Yoni Atera, it's not you know you're a good boy and we give you a sticker. Right? You're really good. We give you some money. It means that when the Chazal talk about the schar of an Inyan, then they're talking about the etzim Inyan itself. That's the mitzias. It brings out this Inyan. So he says Shabbos brings out a nachla of limitzor. An unlimited nachla. So he says, the first glance, the chur, that we have to think about that because Shabbos is probably the most limited day that we have. The whole mitzvah of Shabbos is limit. And now we're saying it's nachla limit sorim without any limit. Shabbos is just push it, it's a gate. So I've told you over a story which I had. I was in a seed program in Dayton, Ohio. And so I was visiting there. I actually went back to say a hesped for a close friend or to nift over there. And by the hesped, I met somebody over there, not from person. I invited him to visit. He was with relatives in Cleveland. Said, next time you come to Cleveland, stop by the yeshiva. So he stops by yeshiva. A few months later, he actually comes up to Cleveland's and he took me up on the offer. He came by the yeshiva. And we were schmoozing a little bit. He spent some time in the yeshiva. He says, comes to me afterwards. He says, I asked him, so what was your impression? He says, Rabbi, you live in a box. And you interface with the world from your box. He wasn't saying it as a compliment, right? So I said, you know, I hear from you that you think that limits and boundaries are a negative thing. That's what I hear from you that you're saying. Living in a box is not a good thing, right? I don't think that's true. No, I think you'll agree with me. For example, a person goes to college, very smart guy, and he pushes it, he has difficulty making up his mind. He wants to keep his options open. Because that's a nice thing, to keep your options open. So he's not sure if he wants to be a lawyer, or a doctor, or a scientist, or an architect, or a political science thing. So he takes some political science things, and some law things, and some engineering things, and some anatomy and biology. He takes like 75 courses because you want to keep your options open. After a year, he says, you know, I can't keep this up. This is ridiculous. It's a gate nisht. So he says, you know what? I want to be an architect. So he drops all the legal courses. He drops all the anatomy courses. He drops all the, he focuses on becoming a good architect. So according to your thought process, that's a very sad day. According to the statistics that I know, most architects never become lawyers or doctors. Right? I mean, I don't know. It's not major statistics, but as far as I know, that, you know, right? So he's very sad. He'll never become a lawyer or a doctor the rest of his life. So why isn't that a sad day? Because when you make focus, you make limits, helps you focus on what you want to accomplish. And when you want to accomplish, you accomplish it tremendously. So limits are not a bad thing. They help you focus on what you have to focus on. So you tell me, for example, you go to shul, right? So you're very upset that you can't have your wife sit next to you. It's a limit. Well, if the purpose of shul is socializing, I hear it's a good point. The purpose of shul is to focus on talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So having your wife next to you or somebody else's wife next to you is probably a distraction. It helps you focus. So a box is not a bad thing. It helps you focus on what life is important. What's important in life. So Shabbos is the biggest box that we have. Is it a box or is it a doorway? Is it a doorway into something greater? So Chazal is saying it's a nachal v'mitzorim. It's a pashat Shabbos is the doorway into something greater. The Baalei Machshava, some others, they talk about that, you know, Shabbos is Echad Yisrael Tzayim based on the Lucha Shnias. Shabbos is Zachar Tekev HaYisa. Yitzias Mitzrayim, that they say is Yitzias Mitzorim. There were limits on Kol Yisrael. Shabbos is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos was the vehicle in the Hechel Timsa to leave the limits which Mitzrayim put upon us. So what are those limits? So the Pasuk says, "If Toshem Shabbos Raglecha," you don't go everywhere in Shabbos. You make it a day that you're not interested in your chafetz. The whole week, the person is focused on what's important to him. His chafetz, what he desires. Across the Shabbos oynik, that's going to make that the Shabbos will be an oynik for you. If you're able to let go of your what's your chafetz, Shabbos is a tremendous day. The Gemara has it's a fascinating lashon. The Gemara says that when you eat karbonos, you're eating mishulchan gavoya. You're eating mishulchan gavoya. The Gemara says levu alai. The reason why you can borrow money and have an ipareya because it's not your cost. It's the brashim's table. So my table, of course, I pay for it. You don't have to pay for it, I pay for it. But is it Kodesh Baruch Hu's table or not? So how do you know? So there's a machshava, the Alter from Kelem says a fascinating machshava. He says that Avraham Avinu is the Amura Chesed. There's nobody like Avraham Avinu Chesed. Avraham Avinu is the Resh HaMaminim. There's nobody like Avraham Avinu, Resh HaMaminim. Pashut, he was able with his own mind to come to the Hakara of a Kodesh Baruch Hu with such a clarity. He was able to be with a nefesh for it. Quite an accomplishment. It was such a clarity. Pashut, that's two different yonim, no shaykhis. He's Resh HaMaminim. He's a Murach Esim. He says, no. When a person takes himself out of the picture and focuses outward, he sees other people. And he sees the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He sees the Bria. You see the Bria, when you take it out of the picture, the Bria screams at Kodesh Baruch Hu. The disciple writes that the biggest impediment to Emunah is Gaiva. And the focus is myself, so I don't see Kodesh Baruch Hu, I see myself. The reason why we look at the Bria, we don't hear Kodesh Baruch Hu screaming at us, we don't hear the Bria screaming at Kodesh Baruch Hu, is because we're focused on ourselves. I once heard and this is, Carl is a fascinating time, and finances are limited. As, you know, it tells Carl for sure finances are very limited. So going on an exciting thing with my wife was, you know, was you had to find things which were free. So they had this very, very well-known speaker came to Cleveland to speak. He spoke by the Federation downtown. They had a lunch for him, so I couldn't afford the lunch. We went for the speaker part. At least the speaker part I got, you know. That was the outing. We went to downtown Cleveland, you know, to the Federation building to hear him speak. So he spoke about why we sleep. why Rosh Hashanah make sleep? Now, it's a good, I mean, we all have this, you know, imagine Rosh Hashanah that we could push it, not need sleep. It'd be great. We go through the whole night, take care of things, not be tired the next day. Accomplish so much. It's push it, it's a waste of 4 hours a day. You're wasting your sleep. Some people waste more than that, you know, but, you know, imagine without, wouldn't need sleep. It'd be a great thing. So the Medrash asked the Kasha, the Medrash of Rishis asked the Kasha, why the Rosh Hashanah create sleep? He says, the Medrash has a Pel Gazach. So the Adam Rishon was so Kaddish, he was so extraordinary that when the Malachim saw the Marishan, they thought he was a Hashem Kaviyachu. They thought he was Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're about to say Kedusha in front of Adam Marishan, the Medrash says. They're going to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to Adam Marishan. Where says, nah, that's not good. The Barsham put him to sleep. They said, if he falls asleep, he's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And they said, no, that's not Kedusha to him anymore. They state the Medrash. So the way he said it over was that the purpose of sleep is to remind us we're not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Plus, you go the whole day, without me, the world's going to fall apart. You know, I'm controlling all of the stock markets and debris. I'll gate them from here. You go to sleep, you wake up in the morning, the world's still here. Vice versa, you're not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. His Shabbos is a wakeful sleep. Shabbos is 25 hours, 26 hours. We're all of a sudden, you step out of the world. And Tliatsum, when you come back after Motzei Shabbos, and the world is still there, it reminds you that you're not a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now, the Baal Moshe, when you talk and notice a Kaddish Baruch Hu, it's the Geshmaka world. When you live at a Kaddish Baruch Hu's table, you feel a Kaddish Baruch Hu every rega. You're living in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. What's more oynig than that? The greatest state of oynig is you want to describe is the state of a child in his mother's arms. It has its food. It's clean. It's resting in his mother's arms, and it's pushed totally happy. That's the bria. The bria is supposed to be like that. The bria be'etzim is supposed to be Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, mamash in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. He's sitting in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. That's oynig. There's no oynig greater than that. So what's the problem? We messed it up. Come Shabbos and says, you know what? You can go back to that. But if on Shabbos, which Shabbos is supposed to be this wakeful sleep, where you push it, let go of the world and recognize that you're in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. But instead of that, you're busy. On Shabbos, you're furthering your interests. You lose the oynig of Shabbos. You don't taste the oynig of Shabbos. But if im toshim Shabbos raglecho, asoyis chabasecho biyam kodshi, v'kibadim asoyis terechecho, but mim sochefsecho v'dabr dover. Shabbos is not about talking like the way you talked in the weekdays. Shabbos is not about mim sochefsecho, finding that which you desire, arranging things that should work out your way. So then the focus is not about you. It's totally the focus about something beyond your being. So the Navi promises you, Otizan Gal Hashem. So you live the whole week, Pashit, limit, you have this world hemming you in, limiting you from seeing the reality. It's Mitzorim. It's Mamash a Meitzar. It's a boundary. Shabbos is a nachal b'li mitzorim. It opens up to a brand new world, way beyond any mesukim you have the whole week. Shabbos is a pashut. You see the bria way it's supposed to be. The bria is a kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu is limitless, and you have that nachalah. V'hinei Hashem nitzav olav. The Bereshit promises Yaakov that you have this relationship, but that you mamish. You're in my. You're mamish. I'm with you. We sit together. That's the Havtocha that Yaakovino gets. But for us, the Yom became. So then, even in the physical world, there's no limits. Loss of love, the person after may have asked him, he goes to a world with Taki, he mamashes in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's arms. Shabbos is the Hechatimsa to bring that concept into this world. Rabbi Aaron spoke by the first annual Kerlo Lama Malka, the only annual Kerlo Lama Malka, but that was the first annual Kerlo Lama Malka about 20 years ago, 18 years ago. We're waiting for the second annual Kerlo Lama Malka to happen at some point in time. So he's trying to give an answer to the people that, like, what's the idea of Karl? Because they said, well, said, the idea of Karl is, of course, is, you know, to become rabbis. He said, no, they're not going to become rabbis. Okay, so they become teachers. No, they're not going to become teachers. So what's the Karl for? To learn. So it was like, they were like, what does that mean? So he spoke about this idea that Olam Haba is not a goal to get somewhere else. Olam Haba is the goal is to be there. Shabbos is not a goal to get somewhere else. Shabbos is to be there. The idea of learning in Klal Yisrael is the same. That was the point. The point of Shabbos is the idea is to be present in Shabbos. I'm not arranging for after Shabbos. Then I lose the whole flavor of Shabbos. Shabbos is the day of I step out of the world. This speaker continued, and he said, this idea of, he had one horror, which I have to tell you, you know, as I get older, I more and more agree with him. He wants Chazal to masakan a bracha on turning off the phone Erev Shabbos. Because the idea of turning off the phone on Erev Shabbos is definitely equivalent to eating something. It's probably greater than that. You turn off you have this tether to the world called a phone. And this is before smartphones, you know. Like now you have a tether that ties you to your texting and to your email and to the other email and to calling and push it. Your mom is tethered to the whole world. And all of a sudden every time you turn it off, you push it, let go of the world. He says there has to be a bracha. He says he doesn't know what it is, but because I have to misakan, when Mashiach's going to come, they're going to misakan a bracha for turning off the phone. And Erev Shabbos. That was one horror which he had. As I tell you, the older I get, I agree with him more and more. There's a tremendous enough turning off the phone. He was saying pulling the jack out of the wall. He was saying, but this is like, you know, I mean, this is like 33 years ago. So they didn't have wireless phones. Forget about, you know. And he says he wants to bequeath Shabbos to the whole world. He wants to bequeath Shabbos to the whole world. So I remember, like, all of the frumer elements of the crowd said, you can't do that. Of course, Shabbos is Chayav Misa. So he says, I am Bir Locha. Take a look. There's a Bir Locha in Simon, Shindalad. We talked about the possibility of a guy keeping Shabbos if he's in Kabbal in front of the Bezim, and Kabbal Shabbos, allowed to keep Shabbos, etc. Okay, but the Lom Neshesh Tikkul Torah, right? Even the world needs this idea of letting go. So Rav Volba has a beautiful kudrus he wrote called Shalheves Ka. The name of the kudrus called Shalheves Ka was written for Kira purposes. It was originally printed in Ivrit, and then they translated it to English. I don't remember the name of English name of it. The little kudrus. And he talks about the noise of the world. Talks about tefillah. He says, tefillah is all this noise around us, and for a few moments we stop. And it's quiet. It's silent. So that's what tefillah is. Now, the Maral Taka says this. The Maral says that Malchus Shon Esrei, you stand with your feet together because there's a lachim tashim Shabbos Raglecha. You don't go anywhere in Shabbos. You stay still. You put your hands together because that's the lachim. You put your hands together because the lachim is Sais Chomasecha. You don't do anything on Shabbos. So tefillah is like Shabbos, the Maral says in the Sivas Arla. It's a moment of stepping out of the world three times a day. You step out of the world because we can't wait till Shabbos to step out of the world. We need to step out of the world three times a day. Otherwise, we don't enjoy the day. If we step out of the world three times a day, we push and really step out. We feel ourselves in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands. So there's mamash an oinig. So, in a different place, he quotes from Reb Chaim, he quotes the Rebbe and Ibshis, and he says that Reb Chaim Biskris had it come out of the same Nusach, that the high point of his day was the moment of Tefillah, because his mom is with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it was almost, that was the most enjoyable part of his day. If we find Tefillah difficult, and we find Shabbos difficult, we don't feel that Hargasha. So we need to stop and think about what's holding us back. Are we willing to let go and let go of our control over the world and say, you know what, the Russia runs the world, not me. And I can be good with that. I can be comfortable with that. I can enjoy that. I'm very happy the Russia runs the world. It's much better when he runs the world than if I run the world. I have no problems running a Yom Iyun. And I don't have to run it even. you know, Bochum don't live with the world of pressure. You have to take care of something. There's pressure. I don't take care of anything. There's pressure runs the world. I'm enjoying myself. I'm enjoying the Hashem's presence. I'm there in his arms. So Bochum made Shabbos. It's Mamash and Moyed. Chemdos Yomim Oysa Karosa. So, if you ever stelled on the tefillah, do you know where it was called Chemdos Yomim? Bershom called Shabbos a Chemdos Hayomim. So the problem is, you look through all of Tanakh, it doesn't say anywhere the Bershom called Shabbos a Chemdos Hayomim. So the Beis Yosef asked the Kasha in Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. So he has two pshatim. He says that the word, the Targum Rishalmi, Vayechal Elokim Bayom Hashvi, is a lashon of lashon of kalois hanefesh, desire. The Rishon had a desire for Shabbos. Shabbos is the celebration of the completion of the world. The Gershom, Poshet, the matter says, it's like a person built a house, and after you build a house, you make a chanukah zabayis. You built a house. And then you invite people to your chanukah zabayis. And they sit there and they celebrate with you the chanukah zabayis. That's the kiloyin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Shabbos. The Gershom, Poshet, he was the simcha that the Bria was accomplished. He accomplished everything he wanted in the Bria. And he invited us to join him, the Medrash says, to celebrate that he created the Bria. The Bria is done. So 2 points. The Chilta says, in Sukkim of Shabbos and Parshas Yisroi, Shesh Yom Tavav Asis Kom Latech. So Rashi brings Helda Chayach. You have more to do next week. So what's Tisa Kom Latech? It should be beinecho kilo komalat chasuyu. So to hire after a malacha. So this thing of not thinking about malacha, the more says it's a hearers of some ma'aser with a chassid. The Mechilta says that's pshat in the pasuk. The person has to be kibbeh Shabbos. I'm not worried about what's going to be next week. I'm done. But there's an archaim of kaddish in parashas Bereishis which doesn't even invite there. The Bereishim were made 7 days of the Bria. He didn't make 8 days. So day 8 was brand new. After you kept Shabbos, you get 7 more days. The Rosh Hashanah created 7 days. When Shabbos came, because Shabbos was there, Shabbos generated 7 more days. So there's taka nothing left. When you come Shabbos, your matana of life ends. Whatever you had accomplished in this world was done. Shabbos, you leave the world a little bit. You go to Olam Haba. It's main Olam Haba. You push it, leave the world. You've lived your 6 days, and now you go to Olam Haba. So there's nothing more to do. So of course, Kol Malachtecha is done. The person decides after Shabbos, he'll give you 7 more days. Okay, so you get to go through the process again. So there's nothing to worry about. You're in Olam Haba a little bit already. You're main Olam Haba. You push it, step out of the world. That's the Nachal B'Mitzorim. You must step out of this world. You know, in this world, we look very physical, we're very limited. You know, we see this little area in front of us. I mean, even a physical, you picture the universe, like we see such a little corner of the universe. Imagine the person's taken out of the body, he sees the whole universe at one time. Imagine what that would look like. You know, the astronauts, they went up into the, you know, they were able to look down at the earth and see the whole earth. It was awesome. So the cosmonaut says, I don't see anybody, I don't see any God. Like, good old cosmonaut, because he's, you know. And the astronaut, you know, the first astronaut, the American astronaut, he read Genesis. He mamash saw the Bria, he saw the earth. You have to go to your kalim. Imagine, that's Shabbos. You're pushing, you step off the world, and you look down from outside at the world. It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous world. You push it, and the Archaim says, push it. Your life ends on Shabbos. There's no next week. You went to Olam Haba for a little bit. And he said, over again next week. So that's a new life. I'll get after Shabbos. We could hopefully just touch a little bit into that musig of that Shabbos comes. It's mamish. It's sitting down at Bershom's table. He's celebrating the completion of the Bria. Everything's done. There's nothing more to do. It's all over. And we push to celebrate with him. And we sit in his presence and we enjoy that. We have no things. We take away all of what I have to do, what I have to accomplish. And we let go. It's not me. I'm done. And I recognize at that moment the Kadosh Baruch Hu. I see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. I push to see him. And that's such an einig that I'm happy to celebrate together with him. So we celebrate together. That's a nachal b'mitzorim. We should be zayich hataka that nachal b'mitzorim. And that's an ein olam haba. That olam haba is so much more that nachal b'mitzorim.